All right. This is a first ever for us here at the Monday Mass. We're
you
separate.
Pushing the button?
I pushed the button already.
Oh, okay.
We're going.
Okay.
The people just got to know. Todd is not
Aloha,
a robot.
Chris.
Todd is not a robot. Todd is in
Aloha.
His, Todd, you're in your garage trying to escape your allergies.
My allergies suck. I'm actually in a car because I feel like the audio is better if I'm in a fine German automobile.
You're in an Audi. Let me guess. You're
and
in an Audi.
And my allergies blow goats.
Todd, do us a favor.
What?
Don't shut the garage door and start the car. Okay? That's rule number one when sitting in your garage in a car doing the world's greatest action sports podcast. That's the only
I'm
rule.
I'm in an electric car.
Oh,
Can't,
well then
Chris.
Go ahead and turn it on.
Yeah, I'll just electrocute myself. I'm currently in a loaner Audi e-tron from the fine folks at SoCal Audi Dealers and my homie Vince. I'm in an e-tron for a couple days, and it's interesting.
All right. Okay. That's you
I
know
feel,
what?
Like I'm,
feel free. Plug away. Keep going. Plug your
what?
Car in, and then give it a plug on the mass. Get it?
No,
it's a plug-in car.
What are you doing? What's happening? Why are we doing it like this?
Because I am on the north shore of Oahu, the proving grounds. It's November 18th, 2019. This is the Monday Mass with Chris Cote and Todd Richards, via satellite, via phone, right? This is exciting technology at its finest or its most middlest.
Our voices are going into space and then coming back down and then
magically
projecting together.
Todd, let's talk sponsors.
Okay, let's go.
You know, while I'm here on the North Shore of Oahu, on days that I'm not talking about surfing, the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing, I'm gonna try to fit in a couple adventures with Adventure.io. I'm gonna get Jamie Sterling to take me on an adventure, to take me into medium waves somewhere.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet. But my point is, I haven't done it yet, but my point here is that if a person like myself, Todd, yourself, anyone out there who's got the Adventure.io app, which you should have, when you come to a place like Hawaii, like the East Coast, like California, like Los Angeles, and you're going, I want to do something potentially life-changing, or I want to just do something really fun. Go to Adventure.io, get the app. Todd, last weekend, I took my son and two of his friends to Elliot Sloan's house, and we freaking had the best time ever in his super backyard. Now, that is an experience that my kid, his buddies, and myself will never forget.
And that's really cool.
And that's from Adventure.io, and we're going to have some videos and stuff coming out on that soon. Todd, it's snowboarding season, as you know.
Yep.
And K2 Snowboarding is with us in full force. I've heard that the party platter that I ordered, the new snowboard, is on its way to my house. I can't wait to ride it. We got snowboarding news coming up, provided by K2. Very excited about that.
I'll wait to give you snow news until then.
All right, we can go there. You know, I packed my OGO bag, and I packed, what did I pack? All my podcasting stuff, my skateboard, tons of sandals. Tons of Hawaiian shirts.
Sandals?
Flip-flops?
You packed a lot of sandals?
What do you call them? Flip-flops or sandals?
Not sandals.
Mandals?
No one says sandals.
Slaps.
Sandals are like leather things.
I like sandals.
Sleepers?
Hey, where's your sandals? Oh.
Aren't they called slippers?
I'm gonna yell to the Volcom house. Hey! Y'all call them sandals?
Don't.
Or slippers? Oh, somebody just flipped me off. It's
yeah,
okay.
Cool. That's weird. Where are you right now? I want to know where you are. In the middle of the sponsor, we want a location.
Okay, I'm literally looking straight out at Gums about, and then if I look a little bit left, I'm looking at Pipeline. I'm in the WSL/Vans house, right on the beach, Ehukai Beach Park. Forecast or swell report right now. It's a little wonky out there, a little windy, but it's the right size for a guy like me, foot or two overhead, chunky, wedgy sections. I'm definitely going surfing.
With your body or the waves?
My body's a little chonky. Matches the waves.
Wedgy sections?
My body's chonky with wedgy sections. You're right.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's
sweet.
That's a perfect explanation.
Wait, we have more sponsors. We have
Nanocraft CBD, which
Nanocraft
also
CBD. I just CBD'd my face because I'm swollen right now.
Why?
With allergy. Because I have allergies. It's like Santa Ana's here. It's really dry, and every time the Santa Ana's kick up, I get inflamed, and I sneeze a lot.
That's
sweet. So I doused myself
that's
in CBD.
So what did you do? You squeezed it on, or how did you? Which Nanocraft product did you use?
I did the full.
The gold.
It's called full. It's your full daily dose of CBD.
Full spectrum.
And I put it under my tongue, and just waiting for it to take effect.
I thought you slathered your face with it.
I should. I don't know if that works. I don't think it works that way.
Can try. I had some new greens this morning. I got minted.
I was just talking to Devin. I surfed with Devin this morning. I was literally just talking to him 3 seconds ago, and he told me to tell everyone out there that... Wait, where is it? He gave me a code.
We got a code?
Devin said to tell your listeners, no charge for rooking, mass 20 at checkout.
Awesome.
Get this cheap. Cheap.
I like
it. It's cheap. New Green Starter Kit. To be, it's never too soon to make yourself healthy.
I know. Pretty soon it's just going to be called greens because everyone's going to be taking it. It'll be, we'll call it new greens internally, but externally
it'll
be,
it'll be old greens.
Yeah, you taking the greens? We take a different kind of greens over here, man. But we also take new greens.
So what else? Do we have any? Chemistry surfboards?
Yeah, my board's done.
Did you get your new board?
I did not pick up my new board. I did not bring my new board to Hawaii.
That board's mine now.
No, it's not. No, it's
it
not.
Is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Don't touch it.
That was the,
you already touched
that's
it.
That's the deal.
You touched
that's
it.
That's what the guys told me, is that if you didn't come and get it, that board's mine.
It might be a little small for you, bro. It's a high-performance shortboard for a high-performance surfer. A goofy footer.
I don't surf 38 liters.
Dude, don't just let it. I talked to chemistry. It's on ice. It's ready for me when I get home. It's a little Christmas gift to me.
It's not like wine. You can't just leave it there.
Do you ever used to cure your boards? Like, I can't surf it. I got to let it cure.
No.
Well,
no,
my board, my chemistry board is curing as we speak.
Curing cancer.
You know what I'm missing about the mainland?
What?
Panicking coffee and tea.
I was literally just there too.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I know I'm
what?
Kind of in a very, this is a coffee-centric area. There's a lot of coffee that's grown around here, and they're famous for their coffee, right? But I might just have some panic and coffee and tea shipped on over.
When are you coming home?
2020. I'm going to be here for the Hawaiian Pro, which is over halfway done. And then the World Cup, the Vans World Cup at Sunset Beach. And then I'm hosting the Surfer Awards with Dave Wassel and Kaipo Guerrero.
Is it no longer the Surfer Bowl? It's Surfer Awards now.
Yeah, it's Surfer Awards.
Okay.
And I should know this. I'm hosting it. We're gonna talk a lot about Surfer Awards in the surf news section. You online. You. And you know what? I think on You Online right now, you can go and potentially win yourself some Wonderfront tickets. My friend, Tony Hawk, who you may have heard of, Todd, I can introduce you sometime. Tony Hawk is part of the team putting together a really cool music festival in downtown San Diego the waterfront, the Wonderfront. It's the Wonderfront.
Is that Mike Hawk's older brother?
Steve's younger brother.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know if he has any relatives named Mike.
No, he should though.
Right?
You can imagine if he did.
He's Riley's dad. Riley Hawk.
That's right. Riley
So with that, those are our sponsors. That's how we stay alive here. I mean, that's how we are able to travel to these exotic places like your garage. I got paid by other people to come here. So I guess it's time. to jump in to Surf News.
Here we go. Let's start off by saying Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards, where Chris's board is just waiting for anyone to go and get it in Oceanside.
But apparently it has a really sus airbrush on it that nobody's...
Sus, dude? I don't airbrush. I paint.
That's what I... Hey, see? Gotcha.
Acrylic.
That was a wordplay. No, the airbrush... Hey, the airbrush looks wonderful. I can't wait to ride it.
I can't wait
to see it.
Have you actually been surfing while you've been over there?
Yes, I've been.
And it hasn't been too big? Because it's been looking like it's fairly sizable on the North Shore.
Basically, if the contest is on, that means it's too big for me to surf. But on all the other days, there's always somewhere. Beach Park is always fun. Not always fun, but Beach Park is fun if it's, chunky. There's a couple of nooks and crannies that you can get to.
Who might you be out there with? Who are you staying with at your house? I just drop some names. We'll clean them up after.
Stanley Shetron, a.k.a. Dan. Also, Kaipo Guerrero. I've been surfing with Kaipo a lot. We've had some visitors coming over here. Strider Wasilewski was here after he got a freaking bomb the other day at Pipeline.
Didn't he blow his eardrum into a million pieces?
I got his eardrum perforated. I'm not sure if it's super bad, but it was a gnarly wave, heavy wipeout, and he's out of the water for at least a couple days. He is over here with Cruz Wasilewski, his little buddy.
You take him skating?
Not yet, but I did go skating at Pipeline Park the other day with Caius King, Tanner Rozunko, Finn McGill, Alex Florence, Ivan Florence. It's always a fun session over there at Golden Hour. But I guess we can start with the Hawaiian Pro, stop number one of the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing. You may have heard me say that 1,000 times over the past 3 days. It's been cranking at Haleiwa.
Right.
Haleiwa, Todd.
And I
did learn something new. You might find this interesting, those of you all listening, and Todd as well in his car, in his garage. So Haleiwa, right?
Right.
It's kind of birdhouse, right? It's translated to birdhouse because way back in the day there was what do you call it, like a home for women or for girls, like a orphanage, I guess. Kind of, I could be butchering this story. There was an orphanage by Haleiwa, and they were known as the Iwa, the birds of that area. So they kind of called the whole spot House of Birds, Haleiwa. And if I'm wrong, somebody's going to slap me on the bike path. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
House of Barns, where you're living.
There's been some great surfing happening. Haleiwa is a place where, unbelievably, surfers ride 12-foot waves like they're surfing freaking lower trestles. Have you been watching it? Like, seeing guys?
Yeah, I've been seeing some clips here and there. It's been pretty, I don't know, it looks really friendly, but I heard the current is just out of control.
Oh my God.
Like, sucking people way up the beach.
It's like the freaking Colorado River.
Gnarly.
And who's been ripping? Nat Young was ripping yesterday, Jack Freestone. Who else? I mean, I guess you can just watch the wrap-up shows. It's all such a blur because there's so much good surfing throughout the day. When you're commentarying. See, when you're getting paid to say big words like that, when you're commentating it, you know how it is. It goes by so fast. It's all a blur. But it's pretty rad. I've been commentating with Ross Williams, Pancho Sullivan.
Great.
Yeah, Pancho Sullivan's on the team. Shannon Hughes. So Kaipo. We got just a small crew, but we've been tight knit. We've been having fun. And whoever wins this, the qualification thing is really fun to talk about. Jake Marshall. The lot troll from Encinitas, California, sitting at 5 on the QS. So lots of fun, cool shit happening on the QS. It's my favorite. It's my favorite part of the year.
Will he potentially make tour?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no, because he's at 5th in the world. These are two QS 10,000 events, meaning if people have big finishes here, they can go from 90th on the QS all the way to the top 10, bump everybody out. So Jake needs to do well at Haleiwa and Sunset. He just needs to do fairly well at one, if not both of those stops, and he'll make tour. It's crazy. It's fun to watch. It's dramatic. It's got everything you want to see.
Very cool.
So you can, of course, check out all of that. We don't have to describe it to you because you can just watch it on the internet, on WSL Surf Breaks, on worldsurfleague.com. Plug. Did you see Justine DuPont at Nazaré?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Nazaré's been, like, lighting up lately too, huh?
They're saying that's the biggest wave ever ridden by a woman. One of the biggest waves ever ridden by anybody, right?
What was it, Maya Gabriella? Wasn't she holding the title until, and it's still up for debate? Like, what's the deal with that?
Maya Gabriella.
Gabriella.
I don't think there's really a debate because every website and everybody has just been saying, all right, that's the biggest wave ever ridden by a woman. I mean, it's weird because if you look at any wave above 50 feet, it kind of, again, starts to blend in. That was probably, a 70-foot wave?
It's different sport. It takes a different stance and a different, like, mentality, obviously, but...
Did you see the GoPro angle?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's like someone just strapping in and going straight down, you know, like the mammoth chute with all the moguls at the end of the day, just going straight down that and somehow pulling it.
Yeah.
Heavy.
It's gnarly.
So more of that to come. I feel like this is going to be the biggest winter ever, and I have no factual evidence or backup as to why I just feel like that. So I guess we'll see. This is the best year ever for wave pools. Did you see Urban Surf Waves?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I did. And then, wait, is that the same one? Are you talking about the one that's in Australia?
Melbourne.
Is that the one?
Yeah, the one in Melbourne.
It looked heavy.
Yeah, there was a couple waves. That's a lot of water moving. Man, I guess you'd feel kind of safe because you're in a wave pool, but still, that looked like a freaking slab.
Yeah, very mashy.
And Urban Surf, we are open to come do our world's greatest action sports podcast from your beach in Melbourne.
Really?
Anytime.
When, what's your schedule looking like?
Well, I'm just telling them because they're big fans of the show. So I'm just telling Urban Surf.
Okay.
Also, and they're saying they're going to build 10 wave pools in the next 10 years in Australia, which is great news for everybody. We've got the Surf Lakes. That's a Barton and Aki's wave pool that looks super fun. That's the plunger. We've got Urban Surf. We got the wave pool that just opened in Bristol, England. Let's go. Desert Surf. There's a couple wave pools opening up in Palm Springs. Shit is happening. Oceanside, California. I'm going to try. These guys have been hitting me up from Wave Pool Mag podcast. So I'm going to try to get us on there. Just, I don't know, talk some shit. Have some fun.
All right. Okay.
All right, you want to dive into Surfer Awards? It's still a big deal.
Yeah, all right. Well, wait. I was going to ask you something else, but I totally forgot what it was.
Was it about wave pools?
All right, never mind.
We love.
Have you seen Kelly Slater?
I saw him. He's
What did he say?
He's been going around the North Shore with a huge camera crew following him. HBO is doing a big Kelly Slater feature. And so.
Oh, wait. What about the Kelly Slater Star Search?
Oh, the Kelly Slater Ultimate
Surfer.
It's called
Next Top
Ultimate
Surfer.
Ultimate Surfer. And this is
Ultimate Surfer.
This is pretty cool because I don't know if you know this about me, Todd, but I like certain, I guess reality, not reality shows, but what would you call them? Like reality competition shows, like Survivor.
Yeah. Yes.
Ultimate Fighter, Survivor.
Temptation Island.
My favorite is Forged in Fire.
What?
Temptation Island is a battle against you're on an island, you're trying not to get a sexually transmitted disease. That's the game.
You're on Temptation Island.
But on Ultimate Surfer, you're trying to outsurf your competition. There's men, there's women, both the men and women, whoever win that are going to get a golden ticket into a championship tour event. I think it's going to be fun. You got Dana White from the UFC. You've got WSL Studios. Kelly Slater's involved. I think it's going to be sick. I'm going to watch it for sure.
I feel like they've done this twice already. Once with MTV's Surfer Girls and the other time with the North Shore where our friend Dave Sipnewski and the Boost Mobile people did it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but I think this is more, way more competition based. So I feel like they're going to be doing surf events. They might be doing other kind of side events, you know, like who knows, you know, when you watch Survivor or something, maybe they'll have, okay, whoever can strip their wax the quickest gets a 2 extra minutes in the pool. I don't know. I'm hyped on it though. I think it'll be fun to watch.
I'm hyped too, but I kind of feel like a better premise instead of like taking a bunch of guys or girls that are already like proficient at surfing and they really have aspirations to be the next pro is to take like an average Joe and get him a wave at Pipe. And like, you know what I mean? Like the ultimate prize would be like you out at Pipeline with like 3 people trying to get you the barrel of your life. Like, I think that would be more like along the lines of the everyman's competition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess. But it's so, you don't have the control, you know? And this is going to be this is going to take place, I think, over a month. So I think that's what's going to make it kind of, I guess, more digestible to a broad audience because you don't have to explain, well, today's a little windy, so we're not going to go, right?
On the North Shore, are they going to do it?
No, they're doing it in the surf ranch.
They're doing it at the surf ranch?
Yeah, no, this is all happening at surf ranch, so they'll all go there.
Oh, I thought it was like a global thing. I didn't realize it was like a one-stop central.
No, but the contestants right now are coming from a global pool. And I was having this conversation with Kaipo Guerrero the other day, our dream contestants on this, and he just pulled the best
name out. The Prince of Makaha?
Mason Ho. Oh, no, Mason Ho's the Prince of Sunset. Yes, yeah, Kaipo is the Prince of Makaha.
He's one
of the Makaha sons. No, Mason Ho would be an incredible contestant. Sheldon Paishon, I think those two guys for sure. I think Luke Davis, I've heard rumors, and I'm just speculating here. I don't get privy to any of this information. So,
well, it's interesting, and I think it'll add a little bit of, I don't know, that kind of game show reality.
Yeah,
it'll be entertaining. You'll watch it to fail. You'll watch it to succeed. You'll just watch it.
I'm gonna watch it. I want to be on it.
I'll watch it.
To be honest, yeah. I want to be on it.
Okay. I want to be on you.
What if you and I? What if you and I were the co-hosts? The bro host of that. Okay, now we're talking.
I could see like a surfing version of like Wipeout.
Tell
like,
your agent sick. To tell their agents, tell your people, and I need to be included as one of your people. You have people.
Okay. We have people.
All right, Ultimate Surfer coming 2020. Get ready for it. Surfer Awards.
What? Surfer Awards. Who's winning what?
Okay.
Is Dane Reynolds going to win again?
Well, let's go through. We don't know what's happening with the actual poll, okay? Let's just talk about the Surfer Awards. Movie of the Year nominees. You ready?
Yep.
And we'll make our picks. Zone Frequency by Jack Coleman. Thank You, Mother, starring Torin Martin. Rolling Review with the Visla team. Self-Discovery for Social Survival. Seth Gilmore, Ellis Erickson by Chris Gentile. Heavy Water by Michael Obowitz, starring Nathan Fletcher. Movie of the Year nominees. Who's going to win? I think Heavy Water.
Yeah, me too. Just because I like Nate.
Love Nate.
But also, I think the Stephanie Gilmore one will do really well too. And that movie was really cool.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge Steph fan.
Oh, yeah. More Steph to come. Men's nominees for Best Barrel, Kato Matsuka, Cam Richards, Jack Freestone, Koa Rothen, Matahi Drolle, Russell Bierke.
I think Cam's going to win for that crazy one at Pipe last year, right? Wasn't that like right at the Volcom Pro? That crazy barrel?
Afterwards.
After.
Yeah, towards the end of the season. Kato Matsuka got Wave of the Winter. So we'll see if Cam Richards wins. I think Russell Bierke, Shipstern's Bluff, was pretty wild. But I think it's got to be a Pipeline Wave. I'm with you. I'll go Cam Richards because that's also your son's name. So,
all right. Currently with a broken shoulder.
I saw that. Get well soon, Cam Richards. Other Cam Richards. BMX Cam Richards.
Yes.
Semi-pro BMX rider Cam Richards.
What else?
Women's nominees for Best Barrel: Steph Gilmore, Jay Bay, Courtney Conlog, Jose Gu, Vahin Fierro, Chopo, Tatiana Weston Webb, or Coco Ho Backdoor, or Bethany Hamilton. I'm going Coco Ho Backdoor because I saw that one in person.
That was Humble the one that she put on her Instagram. Was that the one she put on her Instagram the other day?
I don't know. I saw that. I think this one was last year during the Volcom Pipe Pro waiting period. She got
super clean
piped at Backdoor.
Yeah.
Get it? Piped at Backdoor.
It's right. Like a
play. Heavy Water. Right. Heavy Water Awards. Grant Twiggy Baker, Billy Kemper, Nick Von Rupp, Kai Lenny, Nathan Florence, Koa Rothman, Russell Bierke. Did you see Kai Lenny from 2 years ago do a freaking chop hop on a 50-foot wave?
It was like he hit a cornice.
He did a chop hop alley-oop on a 50 freaking foot wave.
But does that count? That's 2 years ago. He won last year. Billy Kemper won last year.
No, I'm saying that Kai Lenny won that was 2 days ago.
Oh, wait. But
there's a new one.
He did something nuts last year, too.
Yeah, he did a strapped in ollie about 40 feet.
So this is just a couple of days ago. He did a chop hop on a massive wave at Piahi? Where was he?
He was at Piahi, and it was so he was messing around on a 50 foot plus wave, towing in, screwing off. It was insane. Wow. But
straps or no straps?
Straps, but that's not in contention this year. In my opinion, Russell Bierke, for what he did in his video, he's got to be the Heavy Water Award winner. Him or Nathan Florence, just because. We love all things.
I'm not going to argue. I want to argue with you.
Women's Heavy Water. I'm just going to go Paige Elms, Bianca Valenti, Kiala Kennelly, Andrea Moeller, Justine DuPont. Let's go to Justine DuPont.
Gnarly. I don't think I've seen like the submissions for the women's at all.
Okay.
What else?
Apology accepted. This is a new category for Surfer Awards. Best style. Men's and women's best style. So we've got Torin Martin, Craig Mikey Anderson, Feb. Bryce Young, Alex Nost, Derek Disney, Mikey Feb.
Mikey Feb.
Too easy. Mikey Feb in New Rhythmo. With you there. We agree there. Women's best style. Steph, Wormtown, Karina Rizoko, Alana Blanchard, and Kalia Moniz.
Oof.
And I just watched a bunch of these.
I'm going to say, God, Steph's got real good style.
You can't battle Steph at style, man or women. No. Steph wins.
And sometimes I feel like...
We love you, Wormtown, though.
But wait.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't even want to hear my whole thing. Like, no, I'm thing here.
I would love to.
Okay. So I kind of feel like when you're kind of riding a shortboard and you're riding a fish or something where you have to get up fast and go, like you can't over accentuate your style. Like it just happens because it comes out of you more naturally than I think on a longboard where like some of it's fake. Like the style, it's posed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like you have so much time on a longboard that a lot of it has to do with like that fake arching, like the sole archingness. And I'm probably gonna get a lot of hate from longboarders, but I'm sorry, I'm just too much of a skater at heart to like, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot more showmanship in longboarding as opposed to like natural style flowing out of your pores because you don't have as much time to react when you're riding a smaller board.
Right.
True or false? I get
it.
It
is.
Or yes or no.
No. It's hard to ride. It's hard to ride these logs and make it look good.
No, I know that. But when you get up and go, and you're going, and you're trimming, and like you walk, you're like walking around, and you're kind of like, it's all about like where are the hands and like how that kind of shit. I don't know. I kind of feel like some of it is contrived.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm not. Look, you're entitled to that. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to fight you over this.
Are you sure?
So who are you picking for best style?
Steph.
Okay. Me too. But I must say, I love me some Wormtown and some Karina Rizoko.
Yeah, and worm, worm town's whole no hands get up is pretty sick.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I will say it's really hard to make a longboard look stylish.
Absolutely.
Like the ones that they ride.
No, I'm not arguing with a real, like, real logging.
Good. Good.
Like, I feel like Joel, like, I look at Joel Tudor, and I feel like he comes from, like, a skate background, and you don't really see him doing a lot of, like, flary jazz hands.
Right.
It's just, he's just kind of riding it because it's like, happening. He's reacting to the wave. And I see a lot of people, at least around where I live, is there's a lot of, like, over-accentuating ridiculous flair happening that doesn't need to be happening.
Right. Overcompensating.
Yeah.
Over,
you feel me?
Well, just trying too hard. And when you're trying too hard, you can't be stylish because it's obvious that you're trying too hard. You shouldn't
First
be trying
all,
so
it's
hard.
Super hard to surf and cut off jean shorts. So
that we can agree on. And we can also agree on that nobody should be doing airs on a longboard, right?
No.
Okay. Let's talk best series now, Todd.
Okay.
Best series, Weird Waves. Know the Feeling started starring Laura and Aver. Who is J.O.B. 9.0? Made in South Africa. No Contest by Red Bull and Ashton Goggins. And that's it. Those four. Weird Waves, Know the Feeling, Who is J.O.B.
You mean to tell me that Beefs TV is not on there?
I don't know if Beefs TV has a series.
Mm.
If they did, they would be on there.
They just have content.
Yeah. I'm going no Contest by Red Bull and Ashton Goggins. I like that series.
I do like that. I'm kind of surprised also that Tour Notes isn't on there.
Oh, you're right. Oh, that is, yeah.
Tour Notes is really interesting to me. I think that's one of the best things that the WSL has going.
I mean, the best series out is 21 Hours.
Right.
By Red Bull, Taylor Curran, Anthony Sedgwick, Chris Cote. I mean, that is the best.
Right.
I mean, I know why it's not nominated, because it's obvious that that's, like, nobody wants to make it obviously that's the best series.
Second, it's called sandbagging.
Second best series is No Contest, in my opinion.
Okay. I'll back you on that one. I do like the No Contest thing. I watched the last one from France. I thought it was pretty good.
Thank you. Best short, The Quieter You Are, The More You Can Hear, Ando, Tesoro, Enterado, Torin Martin, Home-ish, Chloe Andino, Jacob Vanderwerk, Flow State by Russell Bierke, Seth Moniz, Fruition, There and Back Again, Nathan Florence, Parallel C, Mind, Baron Mamiya, Cult of Freedom, Joe G, Creed, or Ruru 994, Noah Dean. Or
I like
Opinionated what? Passion, Albie Layer. Or Left Brain, Right Brain, Chippa Wilson. That to me is the most stacked category of them all.
I'll go with Albie.
Because you like him the best. This is a
Yeah.
This is a popularity contest with who's the most popular with you.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna go Rubu 994, Noah Dean. I love you, Abby.
What?
What?
I lost you.
I said,
what did you say?
I'm going Noah Dean.
You say Ruru?
Ruru 994. Rubu 994.
Okay.
So that's our picks for Surfer Awards. That's coming up December 5th. I'll be hosting it along with Dave Wassel and Kaipo Guerrero
on the red carpet. Are you going to get dressed up? Are you dressing up?
I'm going to probably go slacks, Hawaiian shirt, coat jacket.
Okay.
It's called a North Shore tuxedo.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah, yeah. What else? Oh, Mason Ho, Blair Conklin, getting weird in Waco. Love it. You see it?
I like that too. I watched that. It was really cool.
A wedge affair.
That wave looks like it's easy to surf, but you know it isn't at all.
Stab's doing the best stuff right now.
Yeah.
Right?
They're
They're putting out the best stuff. The best. This word content, don't love it, but Stab's putting out the best content right now. Period.
You can just say like stuff.
Yeah, best stuff, best videos and stuff.
Putting out the best stuff.
Speaking of great podcasts, for those of you listening, you're listening to a great podcast. It's almost like you've tapped Todd Richards' phone and you're listening in on a private conversation. which is fine.
This is what Amazon hears.
Yeah, Alexa. What's happening right now. Alexa, tell us about action sports.
I want you to say, "Hey Siri, call Cote."
What?
Oh my god! I'm on it. Oh my god! It's calling. Never mind. Inception. I just said that quietly, and Siri heard me. Stop, Siri.
So speaking of great podcasts, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast. This we know. But in terms of great surf podcasts, Dave Proden is up and running with The Lineup, the new WSL podcast. They got Coco Ho. Pete Townend's been on there. Felipe Toledo. It's a guest-based podcast with Dave Proden.
I feel like they're siphoning our thunder, dude.
No, it's a totally different thing.
Not really.
We don't interview people.
Well, we do.
Every once in a while, we call people. We crank call them.
How come you don't have anyone there with you today? Like, you're in Hawaii and you didn't grab anybody.
There's too many of them. I don't want anybody to feel left out, so I'm not going to single anyone out.
Will you get Eddie Rothman on the show next week?
I could.
I think that'd be fun.
I could. I mean, they're all over the place. They're surfing superstars and amazing personalities all over the place.
Has anyone said, why didn't you guys do the Monday Mass last week? Was anyone ever asking you that there?
Yeah, a couple of people.
Yeah.
I did go into Foodland, and I saw this guy who I didn't know, and he looked at me as he was walking down the aisle, and he said, "Oh, guess the circus is back in town," and then he walked by
me.
Oh,
God.
It's happened twice. 2 years in a row it's happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel scared? Like, are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. I just, that was a little demeaning.
Yeah.
Like, well, I didn't bring the circus. Back. The circus always comes to town. Right. Oh, so do you know who Tulsi Gabbard is?
No.
Tulsi Gabbard is running for president, Todd. Jeez.
Okay.
Look at the internet.
Oh, she's from Hawaii. She surfs.
Yeah, and she's now a Swellian. She was just on Ain't That Swell with Jed and Vaughn.
Wow.
She didn't call us to be on our podcast. Nope. Tulsi.
We could get whoever we want on our podcast. We didn't call anybody.
I know. We could. We just choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
We just get each other. We're experts.
We only put presidents on. We don't put, like, you know, maybe presidents.
Yeah. We choose not to put presidents on. Have you been watching? And I hate to keep pulling on Stab's chain here, but they're doing good things. Have you watched The Pickup with Harry Bryant, Stab, Harry Bryant, Ashton, and Tiff? It's a great show. Check it out.
Nope, I haven't seen it. I'll check it out. There's a lot to check out, Chris. The internet is full of wonders right now.
All right. Well, lastly, in surf news, qualification is set for the women, I believe. Keely Andrew and Brisa Hennessy will both be... Wait, what?
What?
I copy and pasted the wrong paragraph. Women's qualification is happening. Go to worldsurfleague.com to find out. There was a big QS event, and of course, as we know right now, the championship tour for the women, three surfers in contention for the world title. It's going to be awesome.
Can't wait.
And I think we made our picks last week. So you want to talk about skate news?
Yeah, we need to move on. That was a fuck ton of surf news.
Agreed. Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. Get the Adventure.io app. Live life like you're Todd Richards and you know people. And you can call, you know, people to go do adventures. But since none of you out there are, in fact, Todd Richards, except for Todd Richards, Adventure.io is there for you to turn you into your own Todd Richards to go on adventures.
What?
And
yes.
we have a Monday Mass adventure available. No bites yet.
No bites yet.
Come get some coffee, check the waves, hang out, maybe surf, and then come and be on Monday Mass.
Listen. That's solid.
Right?
That's a solid adventure.
I mean, I would pay to do that if I didn't get to do it for free. I'd pay to do that.
Surprises. There'd be surprises too.
You get to pick anything you want, one thing out of Todd's garage.
Obviously, there'll be surprises.
Oh, yeah. There's three seats. or there's two chairs, three people. So we're going to play, whose lap do I get to sit on to do the Monday Mass? That's part of the adventure. Adventure.io, for real though. We have a Monday Mass fun thing on there for you to go to. Get the app. So I think the Skater of the Year conversation, the Thrasher Magazine Skater of the Year conversation just exploded because...
Milton Martinez. Milton Martinez is out of fucking control.
That was the scariest, wildest skate park I've seen, or skate part I've seen in maybe ever? I mean, who has flung themselves at shit like Milton Martinez?
He's fast, and he's technical, and he goes into, like, steep things. He does not... It's like fast precision. It's crazy.
So the question I'm seeing now on the Slap message boards, I saw this. Do you have... So Mark Succi, right? Succi put out a pretty game-changing part himself. And then you have Milton Martinez. They have to be the two skaters right now in the highest contention for Skater of the Year. So
I would argue the savant
versus the savage.
I would say Milton Martinez would get the nod because it's... You know, with the passing of Jake Phelps and the, you know, he would definitely be Jake's pick.
Yeah.
By far.
I feel like it is the Thrasher Magazine Skater of the Year, and taking nothing away from Mark Succi, who is the savant, as he's been called.
Yeah.
The savant versus the savage. Thrasher, more often than not, tends to go the way of the savage. And nobody's more savage on a skateboard right now than Milton Martinez.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched the part, I don't care if you've never skated in your life. If you live in an igloo in Boise, whatever.
It's like an orangutan surgery. That's what it is.
You have to watch this part. It's on ThrasherMagazine.com
right
now.
It's like a pit bull that's been beaten with a stick doing brain surgery.
He's from Mar del Plata, Argentina. And I actually met him in an airport last year. Nicest dude.
Rad.
Nice guy. Creature rider. I mean, the dude is just... He's the best. There was a big skate contest that seemed like it lasted for 4 months in Rio.
It's still happening. Isn't it still like...
It's still happening. No, it's wrapped up. And here are your... I didn't watch much of the street, but here's your street women's results. Pamela Rosa, 11-year-old. Reysa Leo got second. And Aori Nishimura got third. Two Brazilians, skater from Japan. Men's street, Sora Shirai, who's been terrorizing the skate world on street, won. Jake Ilardi and Lucas Ribello got third. So park, men's and women's park. Todd, which I would say that's more in our wheelhouse. Would you agree?
I can relate to it more.
Well, I do Vans Park Series. You do tour. Park. We're park guys.
We are. That's more relatable. Like to skate too.
And our guy, Corey Juno, won Men's Park. His run was ridiculous. Ridiculously relaxed. Jagger Eaton got second. Super tech. And the best name of the week, Ben Hatchell. Ben Hatchell's back.
Wow.
His run was crazy.
I'm kind of surprised. Is Heymana, is he injured?
No, Heymana, I think he just missed the cut from the finals. I don't know if he's injured or not, but he won everything else.
This is the first contest in a while that Heymana hasn't won.
Yeah.
He won like the last three.
I think he was in the semis, but he didn't make the final cut. Women's park, as usual. I mean, no one over 17 placed in the top three. Masugo Okamoto, 13 years old, Japanese skater, first. Sakura Yoshizumi, 17, Japanese skater, second. 11-year-old Sky Brown, representing Great Britain, got third.
Wow.
Madness. Some of our friends, Brighton Zoyner, I think, got fourth. Jordan Barrick got fifth. Poppy Star did well as well. So that was a huge Olympic qualifier. The World Skate Oi STU Open. You can go to theborder.com for all the details. Did you, by any chance, I posted an interview with Lacey Baker on a, there's a magazine called The Office. Lacey Baker just laying it out there. Basically,
as far as what?
So like a pretty... this is so skateboarding's most prominent gender queer non-binary pro explains the importance of fighting to be yourself. Her words are powerful, they hold weight, and her message is incredible. And I urge anybody and everybody to read this interview just because it really illustrates this is a strong, powerful person. Just dropping knowledge. And Lacey Baker, as we all know, she is, I mean, awesome.
Ripped. She's ripped. Cool yeah. person. Ripped on a skateboard, that's for sure.
Yeah, and outspoken and just a great leader and a hero. Also in good skate news, Skatistan is launching a campaign called Safe to Skate, and it focuses on Skatistan's skate schools where kids in war-torn areas can, you know, have a place to skate and be safe. Which, I mean, think about it. We're so lucky to be able to go out and just skate and never feel like we're threatened per se. But these are kids that, you know, they're going out and there's like bombs exploding around them. So they have.
That's still so crazy to me that right? that's you
this
know
is
that
2019.
People going. Yeah, it's so nuts.
So. Check out Skatistan. Awesome, awesome organization. Other skate news. I mean, there's Milton Martinez really is the news of the day, and everybody needs to go watch that part. That's what I got.
Well,
snowboarding news, Todd, are you ready for it? Snowboarding news is brought to you by K2. They got new boots, new bindings, of course, the Party Platter collection. They are enjoyers. Their boards are great. Their boots are great. Their bindings are awesome. And I have not been in the snow yet, but when I do, I'm doing it with K2. What do you think of that? Excited about it.
Well, you are definitely ready.
I'm ready.
But when are we going to be in the snow? That's the question.
Hopefully soon. What are you hearing from your snowy friends, from snow people?
There's supposed to be some snow this week, but I know that they're... You know, most of the resorts are open in some limited capacity right now on the East Coast and the West Coast. There's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of options out there.
I've heard our friend John from Whistler said that it was actually raining on the top of Whistler. And unlike last year, it's been a slow, shallow start. It has started, but it's not like it's been in the past. We had that quick flurry. And I've heard about good snow, you know, some traces of good snow. Mammoth had its opening day. The bone zone has been going up.
But it hasn't really snowed yet, though. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah, right? Whoa. Sorry, this gal just jogged by on the beach. It distracted me. Thought I knew her. Volcom is now the official outerwear of the U.S. Olympic team.
There you go.
That's pretty big news, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of news.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
See, that's the crazy part is that it's the women's... Wait. Women's snowboard team, Volcom is the outerwear sponsor.
Men's and women's, I think.
Men's and women's.
I think.
That is so... Okay, that's the craziest shit ever because... You remember when it was like... You know, we had youth against establishment and blah, blah, blah. And that shit is just straight out the fucking window.
Dude, these guys are like right next door, Todd. You don't have to yell.
Well,
I'm literally next door to the Volcom house.
Okay, well, that's your fault.
Well, there's no snowboarders over there, so it's fine.
No, but it's just weird. It's just really weird. Like, there was so much... I don't know. That's just strange to me that would be the...
Kind of badass, though. It's almost like the it is a more punk move... Like as in punk rock to go with it than against it. Because everyone's going against it. So if you go with it, you're actually more punk rock than going against it.
I think that the clothes will be, I mean, Volcom makes really good outerwear. I dig their outerwear. I just have a weird problem with it because there was And it's not even a problem. It's just more like...
You got a problem.
It's more like it's a weird contradiction of what their standpoint was not very long ago. And I'm, you know...
Are you concerned?
It's hypocritical.
What's your concern level on a scale of 1 to 10?
0. I'm not concerned.
Yeah. I bet the outerwear is going to look cool. It's going to be tough to top the last year's Olympics
space
outfits that I was actually super hyped on. But we'll see what happens.
Yes.
There's so many good snow edits dropping like flakes of snow onto the landscape of the internet. But my favorite so far, Zach Hale and his crew. Trash.
Easily.
What's it called? Trashed? Trash?
The snowboarder movie was really good too, though. It was super, super good.
Yeah. Agreed. That one's called Everyone, Everyone.
Yes, Everyone, Everyone. A movie so good, they named it twice, or they ran out of, adjectives.
So we're going trash, Everyone, Everyone. A lot of good shit dropping. Stoked on snowboarding, even though I'm over here sitting in trunks in the sand.
I just got back from a surf trip, so I'm like, it's really hard for me to wrap my brain around snowboarding.
Do you want to give a plug to the trip you're on, by the way?
I went down to Casa Pacifica, and it was super fun.
So this is good in snow news, because snowboarders sometimes like to surf, too. So
yeah,
it makes sense.
We like to snowboard. And actually, you know what? Here's some snowboard news. I was out in the water this morning with Torstein Horgmo, name drop.
Whoa.
Yeah, we were surfing.
He loves the surfing. He's a big fan of this show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Super fan.
All right.
So that's what happens. That's what happens out there, you know? You're out there in the water. You never know who you're going to run into.
Right. Especially where you surf.
So here, let me dive into a little bit more snowboard news here. So Chris, we are coming up on now, right after Thanksgiving is usually the great migration of snowboarding to Colorado, where everyone goes to get ready for the first event of the season. Traditionally, that is the Grand Prix at Copper Mountain, and I will be commentating that, not from Copper Mountain, but from Stanford, Connecticut, via NBC. And the big switch up and the early season contest mode is the Dew Tour is now moved to February, and you'll be there with me. So that's not happening.
I might be at the Vulcan Pipe Pro.
Actually, you might be at the Vulcan Pipe Pro. I heard that the other day, too. But at any rate,
there's a couple
contests coming up in December.
Cool. It's all happening.
Yep.
Starting to happen,
it
I
is.
Should say.
It's happening.
Sweet. Guess what? Guess what it's time for, Todd? I know you're excited
nerd
about
news?
This. The world...
Is it nerd?
So, Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. This much we know. The world was worried because for 4 days, 4 days, there was radio silence from the greatest Star Wars fan in the known galaxy in regards to Mandalorian. Mandalorian was out for 4 full days before Todd Richards said anything about it. Radio silence... I watched it night one.
I was dodging spoilers like some people dodge salads. It was it was hard.
I know you were
really
on a surf
hard.
Trip. You were having a good time, but were you kind of pissed and FOMOing out knowing that Mandalorian was just hovering out there ready?
Oh, for sure. It was no secret to the people that I was with, too. I was like, I would go online in the morning to check my emails, and I would have to shut down my page, my homepage, because I didn't want to see any spoilers. And I did get. Can we go spoilers?
Not for episode two.
Okay, spoilers. Episode one. Fucking Baby Yoda. Someone spoiled that shit for me.
Oh no.
So I was so bummed, but I'll tell you what. I watched it with my daughter. And she had no idea what was happening, and she saw Baby Yoda, and she squeaked.
She was
pretty rad.
Yeah, I was
freaking Baby Yoda.
Same. I flipped out when I saw Baby Yoda because.
But
the cool part about it is you just had no idea. They kept it so secret. You had no idea what Mandalorian was going to be all about.
It was really good, dude. The show was really good.
Agreed.
I thought. I thought it was done really well. I can't wait for another episode. It was sick.
It's one of the best shows on TV, but the best show on TV, it's an easy one for me, Rick and Morty season 4.
Pickle Rick is back.
Rick and Morty, I mean, the first episode of season 4. And I have a friend, a guy named Chris, who's one of the artists on Rick and Morty. He showed
us
up,
said that.
And he gave us a sneak peek, and it lived up to every expectation and way more. Best show ever.
That's awesome.
Love
Very
it.
Very cool.
And there's another episode out now. So that's, I mean, Mandalorian, Rick and Morty, what more do you need to know?
Well, there's also...
Stop everything and do those things. Do those
Watchmen,
two things.
The Watchmen's have been really good, but it's more of a cerebral, slow burn. You kind of have to be into that comic.
My problem is, though, my problem is those are two shows that I watch exclusively with my girl, Carolyn, I can't watch them without her. So we're not together right now. She's coming over here soon. We're going to binge it. But we can't watch it apart. You know what I'm saying? It's called romance.
All right.
Yeah, we watch those shows and make out and who knows?
Ew.
Who knows what else? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, in other nerd news,
like we make out and stuff to Rick and Morty.
Stop it.
You know, some petting.
Too much.
Some over the shirt stuff. I don't know. It's like whatever happens.
Remember that guy Ken Block?
Yeah, the driver.
Yeah, the drive guy. He dropped a new video this morning of him driving this crazy road in China.
There's no way.
Ken Block has a new Gymkhana video out right now.
There's no way he's got this deep into this episode. He's a big fan of the show, but he only listens to the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, he likes easily digestible pieces of information like our president.
So he did it's Climbkhana, right? So Gymkhana, Climbkhana.
Yeah.
He's
no,
driving
but
up a thing.
Yes, he goes up a road.
Hey, so you're the guy that drives up that road, right?
Right.
And
yes.
You burn your tires and you drive up the road, right? Fast.
He goes up the road. I think going well because up the road's kind of safer because you don't have to deal with you're not trying to deal with gravity trying to kill you the whole time.
So it's like when I'm driving, I'm, you know, messing with the stereo, I'm drinking coffee, I'm listening to podcasts, I'm talking to people on speakerphone. He's not doing any of that, right? He's shifting
right.
and stuff. He's like shifting with his feet.
Right, he's shifting, he's all over the place. He's not on the radio, he's not looking at Instagram. He's got his eyes on the road, Chris.
I like it. Well, get this. The sun just came out, the swell has dropped to a manageable size. So,
are you out there?
I love you, but I'm going surfing, and I'm talking
to. Jealous.
I'm talking to all of you listening, and you, Todd.
I'm jealous of you.
I like you, man.
All right. Well, listen. You have a good day. I have to go tend to my allergies. I have to go buy some of that medicine that makes it so you don't feel like you're going to sneeze the entire day.
The ointment for my allergies, so I have it.
Yeah, I gotta put it in my nose there.
Put it on your assy nipples.
Let me just ask you this, before you go, do you speak pidgin while you're over there to blend in?
I try not to.
Okay.
Surefire way to get yourself slapped.
I'm just hoping that, like, I want to hear his stories.
Sometimes I do it like behind closed doors when I'm,
you know,
when I know I'm alone. I only talk pidgin to myself when I'm alone.
Okay, good.
So.
All right. Well. Chris, when you come home, we will do this in person, but I think next week we have another episode like this, right?
Yeah. Satellite, via satellite, unless you want to fly over here, hang out.
Well, maybe next week you can get an interview. You're around all these hotshots and there's no one even to talk to.
Oh, we'll get an interview with my girlfriend. She's coming into town.
Okay, great.
Co-host. All right. Bye, Todd.
Chris, aloha also means goodbye.
Aloha.
Aloha.